Good morning. Welcome on this Tuesday in Holy Week. Our hymns for today will be from the red hymnal, which are in your pews. We're going to begin with hymn number 763. Again, hymn number 763. We're going to sing verses 1 and 2. So please rise. We'll sing hymn number 763, verses 1 and 2. Gracious God, no storm can shake our inmost calm, while to you, our rock, we are clinging. Since you are Lord of heaven and earth, don't keep us from singing this day and always. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
Keep your voice warmed up. Before I was provost of the college, for 8 years I was associate dean, and in my capacity as associate dean, I was the director of J-Term, and one of the greatest privileges I had was to go with a group of students who put together on their own an alternative J-Term service trip to Ocean Springs, Mississippi, to do Hurricane Katrina relief. And I wasn't with them for the whole J-term. I just went down to make sure, you know, they were safe and in good hands. And it was a really, really neat experience. So I thought I'd sort of dedicate this today, especially for students who are doing alternative spring break and learn to serve trips. How many of you are involved in spring learning to serve trips? A number of you. So I'd like to make this a song sermon and teach you an old hymn about work. And along the way, I'd like to talk about a concept that we call works righteousness and how our work is tied to the Gustavus core value of service. Last summer for our vacation, my wife and I went down to Abingdon, Virginia to see our daughter Kim. She graduated from Gustavus in 2011 as a theater major and as a professional actor, and she was down, along with her husband, who's also an actor, at a place called the Barter Theater in Abingdon, Virginia, this famous old repertory theater, kind of snuggled where the Great Smoky Mountains and the Blue Ridge Mountains come together. And Kim and Daryl were in a play called Keep on the Sunny Side, which is a musical that tells the story of the Carter family. How many of you are familiar with the Carter family? Okay. Probably a few of you connect that like through Walk the Line as Johnny Cash's in-laws, June Carter Cash. They were among the first stars of country music back when radio was new in the 1920s. They were from an area right near Abingdon, Virginia, where we were, called Poor Valley. And they had songs like, some of you might recognize, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Heard that one before? By and by, by and by. That's a Carter family song. They also had a song, a real famous one called Wildwood Flower. Of course, their theme song, which was where this play that my daughter was in, was Keep on the Sunny Side, Always on the Sunny Side, Keep on the Sunny Side Alive. So also nearby, right on the Virginia-Tennessee line, is a town called Bristol. Both Bristol, Virginia, Bristol, Tennessee. The state line is down Main Street. In 1927, the Victor Talking Machine Company, like RCA Victor, the little dog with the gramophone, they went down to this rural Appalachian town and spent 12 days recording 76 different songs by these untrained rural singers. And among the first people that they recorded were the Carter family. That was the first recordings made by the Carters. Also, country music's first solo star, his name was Jimmy Rogers, the yodeling railroad guy. So these were all recorded at these Bristol sessions. And among the songs that were recorded in Bristol during those 12 days was a song called To the Work, an old hymn. That's the one I want to teach you today. Here's how it goes. To the work, we are servants of God. Let us follow the path that our master has trod. With the balm of his counsel, our strength to renew. Let us do with our might what our hands find to do. Here's the part I'm going to teach you now. Just repeat after me. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch. Now together we'll sing and labor till the master comes. And labor till the master comes. So this is a fascinating old hymn. Let me tell you a little bit about the author. Frances Jane Van Alstyne, more commonly known as Fanny Crosby. Other than Chad, how many of you have heard of Fanny Crosby? I'm sure Chad has. She lived from 1820 to 1915, and she was known as the mother of modern congregational singing. She was a mission worker, a poet, a lyricist, a composer. This amazing woman wrote the texts for over 8,000 hymns and gospel songs, despite being blind from birth. Many of the hymn texts that she wrote were put to music by the clergy in her church. She went to the Sixth Avenue Bible Baptist Church in Brooklyn, New York. And they say that with the possible exception of Charles Wesley and Isaac Watts, she was the most prolific hymn writer ever. She wrote hymns that we know and love from the Protestant tradition, such as Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine, and Pass Me Not, another one. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. 8,000 hymn texts she wrote. And because some publishers were hesitant to have so many hymns by one person in their hymnals, Crosby used nearly 200 different pen names during her career. Among the lesser known works today, although common in the late 19th century, is this song, To the Work. which speaks to our call to service in the world. Here's the second verse, and then you can sing along on the refrain. To the work, let the hungry be fed. To the fountain of life, let the weary be led. In the cross and its banner, our glory shall be. While we herald the tidings, salvation is free. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, toiling on. Sing out, let us hope,
let us hope,
let us watch, and labor till the Master comes. So I hope that you noticed in the verse the words that I tried to kind of punch. Salvation is free. I want to mention this very important caveat, because in a nutshell, righteousness before God cannot depend on human achievement or on our own merit. Instead, we receive God's gift of grace as a free gift. So the point of my comments today is not that we can try to work our way into heaven or even serve our way into heaven by doing things like alternative spring break and learning to serve trips. It's just not possible to earn your way into heaven. In theology, this ties in with a concept known as works righteousness. Our relationship with God is defined by God's gift of salvation through grace. We are saved not because of our works or even our obedience, but because God says we are good, and in return, we have faith. So we simply soak up God's free gift of grace, and our works then are a response to that gift. It's our way of saying thank you. As Bishop John Anderson from the Southwestern Lutheran Synod said to me last fall, our work is a hymn of praise to God. I like that image, our work being a hymn of praise to God. For as Ephesians 2 says, it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. The third verse. To the work, there is labor for all, for the kingdom of darkness and error shall fall, and the love of our Father exalted shall be. In the loud swelling chorus, salvation is free. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the Master comes. Even if you didn't get in on an alternative trip for this spring, maybe you've got future spring breaks coming up in subsequent years. Like the song says, there is labor for all. Doesn't matter if you're a first-year student or if you're a senior, if you're a faculty member, if you're a staff member, it doesn't matter if you're able to do physical work or if what you can do is contribute to the work of others by supporting them and helping to raise funds. All of us are called to this core service of valued, this core service, core value of service here at Gustavus. So there's a chance for you to talk to Jeffrey Rathliff and his folks if you want to get in on some learning to serve down the road. Let's sing one more time. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the Master. Since this is an old Baptist song, can I get an amen?
Amen.
You can remain seated, we're going to sing hymn 763, verses 3 and 4. Reminder that following our hymn, we have our special student musicians who will be playing for us after that. So please, if you do have time, please stick around and delight in their gifts this morning. Please remain seated. We'll sing hymn number 763, verses 3 and 4.
Thank you.